Student reporters in Los Angeles recently found themselves in a difficult position, at odds with the administration at their magnet school, which specializes in journalism. Autry Rosendahl of our PBS NewsHour Student Reporting Labs has the story.
We can have two photos.
Student journalists at Daniel Pearl Magnet High School for Journalism and Communication in Los Angeles were surprised when the school administration attempted to censor the student-run newspaper.
Editor Natalie Miranda says the staff was under a lot of pressure.
That whole situation, it really did stress me out because I knew I had written the story.
The problem started for the staff of the online newspaper, The Pearl Post, when they published a story about the library closing. The librarian left her position last October due to the Los Angeles Unified School District's COVID-19 vaccination mandate.
Editor-in-Chief Delilah Broomer says the staff's decision to report and publish the story was straightforward in a school with fewer than 30 employees.
It's very newsworthy at a small school where everyone notices when someone's gone. It's been almost a year, and the library is still closed.
After the story was published, the principal asked the student reporters to remove the former librarian's name at her request. The newspaper staff refused and had the support of their advisor.
After working as a newspaper reporter, veteran journalism teacher Adriana Shavira has run the school's journalism program for 14 years.
This whole story is full of irony. I've never had a principal ask us to remove anything.
According to Broomer, the librarian talked openly about the vaccine mandate in her library science classes and explained why she was leaving her position instead of being vaccinated.
After the story was published, the former school librarian said she did not consent to be the subject of an article.
We came to the conclusion that it was important to include her name and we weren't violating any sort of ethics. We never just like bulldozed past her. You know, we wanted to include her side of the story, but she declined interview requests.
After they published the story, the Pearl Post staff turned to the Student Press Law Center for legal advice. Lead legal counsel Mike Heastend confirmed the staff was on solid legal ground to leave her name in the story.
This was one of those cases where everything just kind of lined up. And ultimately, the fact that this took place in California, you know, which has one of, if not the strongest, state law in the country protecting student journalists.
School administrators then notified the journalism teacher, Adriana Shavira, that she would be suspended if the students did not comply with the request to remove the former librarian's name from the story.
Broomer stood by the story and reassured her staff that if the school administration followed through on its threat, it would be breaking the law.
At the time, Miranda, who wrote the story, felt a lot of pressure from both sides.
Looking back, I'm glad I didn't take it down because now this is a chance for us to get our voice out and make it very clear that student journalists' voices are important and they should not be censored.
Shavira was suspended, but she appealed it and it was rescinded before it took effect after her case received national media attention. A spokesperson for the Los Angeles Unified School District declined our interview request, but sent a statement saying the district supports journalism students while respecting the concerns of the school community.
California is one of 16 states with state laws specifically aimed at protecting student journalists.
I tried to be strong for them because eventually if I was suspended and you know, I served my suspension and I came back, I could be fired. And that's definitely not something I would want, but it's something I would have gone through to make a stand and teach my students that, you know, they need to stand up what they believe in.
Lessons she hopes her student journalists will carry with them into the future.
Or it's not going to keep students away from covering hard, controversial topics. They're not going to self-censor as well. I think they feel more empowered now than before.
I think that'll work. Okay.
For the PBS NewsHour Student Reporting Labs, I'm Autry Rosendahl in Burbank, California.
And what a courageous bunch of young student journalists. We celebrate that kind of work.